Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting in the 25th verse. Matthew 6:25. It's on the screen. If you'd stand, please, for the reading of the word. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Amen. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Anybody know that? Yeah. I heard somebody say amen at the end of that. I'm like, yeah, amen. Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but this passage speaks to me. Anybody here? Amen. Anybody have a problem worrying about stuff here? Not that anybody would ever worry about something, right? It doesn't fix anything, right? But we do it. It's part of our life. It's part of what we do. When things don't work out the way we think they ought to, we start to worry about things. You know, it ends up that real living, if we're really going to live our life, it's about loving happens in life, and it causes us pain, it causes us anguish. We have to deal with anxiety, we have to deal with depression, we deal with a lot of stuff, and it causes worry. And it's just really a distraction, because one of the greatest distractions in life is worrying about stuff. And I don't know if there's anybody here who doesn't worry once in a while, right? I mean, it's just kind of the way we are at times. You know, so worry is an issue. We experience a problem, or if we even suspect a problem, we start to worry about things. You don't even have to have a real problem, you know that? You don't. You just have to make one up. Anybody ever made up a problem before? Yeah? I can tell by the way they looked at me, we don't get along anymore. We're having problems, you know? Yeah. I need to work on that, but I don't know what to do. I'm just so worried about that. It's so funny. We will make up stuff out of nothing, you know? We will make up issues we don't even have. We'll make up all kinds of stuff. And the thing about it is that not only do we make up stuff, but then we think it to death. Not that anybody would ever think it to death, but, you know, we do that, and we work it over, and we work it over, and we work it over, and we wring our hands, or whatever you do, and we get to a place where we never really resolve anything, but we're not in a good place anymore, right? And that's the issue with worry, is it takes you to a place where you're not trusting God, you're not believing the best, you're not thinking things are going to work their way out, we're not thinking that God is resolving stuff. We are in a place where we have a very negative view of things, and worry takes you to a place where you're hopeless, really. I mean, it takes you to a place of hopelessness. And we worry about all kinds of things. Anybody ever had a health problem you're worried about? Right? I have a little pain in my abdomen, I must have cancer, right? I mean, people say stuff like that, right? Because it's one of our fears, and so we worry about stuff like that. You know, the other day, I went to the doctor. I don't really talk about my health stuff, but I'll throw it out there today. I went to the doctor the other day, and they were doing a check on my brain because they think I must have brain issues, which is, you know, yeah. Yeah, I probably do. But anyway, they did an MRI, they did a CT scan, they found a growth on my thyroid. It was like a nodule on my thyroid, and it was about the size of a ping pong ball, which is kind of a lot to stick in your neck, you know what I mean? And so they did a biopsy on it, and you know, during this whole process, like, are you worried about the biopsy? I mean, I know it's really hard and everything. I'm like, really, I don't worry about that stuff at all. It doesn't bother me at all, because here's the thing, if God wants me here, there's nobody who can take me out, you know what I mean? And if he's done with me, I don't want to be here anyway, right? So there's really nothing that can happen as far as my health that really causes me to worry about anything, because whatever happens, happens, I'm good. I've had a good run up to this point, and if God wants me to continue, he's going to make that possible. And there's no sickness that's going to take me down. That's just the way it works. It's for everybody that way. And it's interesting, a lot of us have strengths in certain areas of our lives, like when it comes to health issues, I don't worry about that stuff, I don't care. The health issue of one of my family, yeah, I'm a little bit more concerned about that. Somebody else, right? There are things that kind of push our buttons, and it's almost like we have this Rubik's Cube, you know, and this is a perfect example of what we do. You know, we find out that we're having a health problem or there's something going on, and we, you know, things get a little bit wrecked, right? And I can't even put it back because I just messed it up, and there's no chance of me putting it back because I've never figured this thing out. But anyway, it's like we continue to turn it. I'm so worried about what's happening, you know, and we just keep working around. Anybody ever turn the Rubik's Cube of their problem multiple times to the point where they don't know what they're doing anymore? I mean, it can get really, really ugly, and yet we continue to do that. You know, we continue to turn it and twist it. Not that anybody here would do that, but we turn the problem upside down and over. What about our kids when our kids don't do what we think they're supposed to do? Anybody ever had that happen before? Yeah, kids don't always make good choices. They don't always do the things we think they ought to. They don't always make life choices that we think they ought to make. And so when they don't, we start to worry about that stuff and we start to think, I wonder what I can do to change that. I need to go and talk to them about the problems that they're having, and I need to make sure that I go ahead of them and make ways for things to happen. I need to fix this. Anybody ever want to fix stuff here? And so we keep worrying. And this would probably be really helpful for people who worry because it'll give their hands something to do, you know, but it's essentially what we do, right? What happens when you don't have enough money? Anybody ever worry about money before? Like, I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills. I don't know how things are going to work out. And so we start working things over. Well, I need to do this, and I need to do that. And I wonder if I do this, maybe this will change this. What if a relationship's broken, and you can't seem to get it back together? Well, you know, if they do this, and I do this, and God does this, and so forth, then things will begin to come together, and then it'll be okay. And, you know, this is the best I've ever been able to do in my life as I turn the cube in my worry and my nervousness and my anxiety. It's always looked like this, you know? I've never had it come together. You know, and the weird thing is even if I did have it come together, I wonder if it would look like what God wanted it to look like, or if what would be what I want it to look like, you know? You know, a lot of the things that I think I know about life, the things that I think I want to see happen, the way I want things to be, it's not even God's will, you know? It looks good to me, but it's not even close to as good as what God wants to do. Amen. And yet, so everything I do, I put my hands to, it ends up like this, you know? I mean, we worry about the silliest of things. I mean, you hear an ambulance drive by and it's heading up the creek. You know, it must be my house, right? People think that stuff. They start calling around, you okay? Christy, you know what I'm talking about? You okay? Everything okay, right? I mean, we worry about that stuff, you know? And it's like, but it's funny because we worry about all kinds of things in life. And I'm not trying to point you out, Christy. We're just having fun, okay? I think we are. Anyway, we worry about germs. Anybody worry about germs? It's like, I'm going to get sick. Don't get near me. I don't want to get the flu you have. Like, we're scared of microscopic particles, right? I mean, like, we're scared of all kinds of things, and we worry about all kinds of things. And the bottom line is God is the one who protects. God is the one who makes a way. God is the one who works everything out, right? And so we really need to be spending time with him. And so I don't know if anybody an expert at worrying here? Anybody who wants to admit that? Okay. Well, then I'm going to give you this because I want you to put it on your desk, and I want you to remember that that's the best we can do, okay, by ourselves, okay? But, you know, it's not just the problems in life that we worry about and the issues in life that we worry about. We also worry about whether or not we're really living out the existence God wants us to. Like, am I really doing the things that God wants me to do? Am I really living out my purpose? Am I really answering everything that God wants me to? What in the world does he want me to do? And we start to look at the puzzle pieces. And I can remember back when I was wanting to serve the Lord so badly, and I didn't really know how to do that. And I started taking all the pieces of my life together, and I thought, well, let's see, I'm a nonprofit director, and I know construction, and I have an aviation degree, and I do all this stuff, and I run a camp, because I used to run U.S. Space Camp in California, and I do all this stuff, and I took all these pieces, and I thought, okay, God, I can see what you want me to do. You want me to run a Christian camp, because I did that before, and I have nonprofit management, and I can put all these pieces together. I can totally see what you're up to. And it's like I was trying to put together pieces that were not supposed to be together. God had a plan of something he wanted me to do, and it looked like nothing I wanted. You know, but it's so easy for us to, out of anxiety and out of worry, we begin to start putting pieces together. We all know that all the pieces of life, all the things that God has put in us, He will use for His glory. Amen. If we allow Him to do that. But so many times we try to fit them together. And the reason why we fit them together is because we see them as separate and we think God's not putting them together. God's in the process of always putting your life together. He takes all the pieces of the things that He's put in you and He's constantly putting them together. But they come together through His character and they come together through relationship with Him, not because they seem to be related somehow and we're trying to put them together. And you know, it's like God says, I want you to seek me. I want you to look to me first. I want you to let me put the pieces together. And I want you to take your hands off this stuff. It's time you stop twisting the Rubik's Cube, trying to somehow figure it out, and you're messing it all up, you know? It's time that you stop putting the puzzle pieces together and try to make it all fit, because the thing about it is that the picture that I want to create with your life may not be the one that you've been looking at for a long time. You know, I just had this perfect picture, and I used to have this, you know, I did some corporate leadership training and stuff, and I remember telling people that your sweet spot is where all these things fit together. You take all the things that you have in life, and you put them together, and all your talents and skills, and you'll find that the perfect job is right there. And apparently, I had no idea what I was talking about. I remember I taught that for years, but that's not really how God works, because He decides to take somebody like me who's in construction and in aviation and all that kind of stuff, and He says, I'm going to put you in a place that you've never been. I'm going to have you do something that you are scared to death to do. I'm going to have you do all of that because that was my plan for you all along, you know? And the thing about it is God's plan for you all along may be nothing like what you think it is going to look like. It doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter how you put all the pieces together. The bottom line is God has a clear picture of your life that He has for you. And at some point you have to take your hands off all the pieces and you take your hands off the cube and you take your hands off all the stuff and you say, you know what, God, I just want to look to you. I just want you to put it together. I don't want to worry anymore about it. You know, because worry didn't fix anything. And you know, it's interesting, and I do have all the pieces, by the way, so I didn't mess it up. Sometimes things look like this. It was a nightmare of a puzzle. Anybody ever seen a nightmare puzzle like that right there? Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, I have to buy that for somebody, not me. But have you ever tried to put the pieces together in your life? Anybody? Well, then I want you to look at this as it sits in your house, and I want you to think to yourself, I don't want to ever try to put something like that together again, okay? You know, it's so easy for us to put the pieces together and to try to fix stuff and to try to put things together, and the thing about it is that at some point we have to put the puzzle down, at some point we have to put the Rubik's Cube down, quit spinning it, quit trying to put it together, and get to a place in life where we finally say, you know what, God, I want you to change the way I think, because I've been all about the issues. I've had my eyes on the issues. I've had my eyes on the things that I've worried about all these years. And for once in my life, that even in the midst of issues and problems, I want my eyes to be upon you and nothing else. Because the scripture is really clear. The scripture says this. It says, seek first His kingdom. And I know that's a little abstract. You know, like what does it mean when it says to seek first the kingdom of God? But I want you to get this, that as you seek God's kingdom, what you're saying is, God, I'm seeking the bigger picture that you have for me that's not the one I've been looking at my whole life. Amen. That there's a bigger picture that in the midst of this problem I'm having, in the midst of the things with my kids, in the midst of the tragedy, in the midst of the health problems, in the midst of whatever, God, you are doing something and there's a bigger picture involved and there is something that you're doing that I can't necessarily see, but I want you to lift up my eyes so I can take a look at it. So I want to seek your kingdom first. And this is a complete mindset shift for people. Because the thing is, we've always looked at the problem. We've always looked at the things that are messed up. We've always looked at the things and we've worried about them and we tried to figure them out. And every one of our prayers has been about the issues of life. And so often we don't lift our eyes up and say, God, I know you're up to something right now. And I'm not going to look at any of this stuff right now. I'm going to look to you because there is a bigger picture and you are doing something and I'm not missing it this time. And I don't know about you, there are people here who are going through some really difficult things in your life. And the bottom line is this, God is doing something because here's what God does. In every bad situation in your life and everything tough, God is up to something good. Do you know that's the truth? Amen. If God is up to something good and He is working something out in you, do not miss it. Amen. Do not miss it by sitting there crying and moaning about the issue that you have. Don't miss it by worrying because you won't hear anything God is up to. lift your eyes up out of your problem and realize the only way out of the problem is through Jesus and Jesus alone. There's no other way. We need to look for him in every issue. It says to seek his righteousness, right? That's the other part of it. Those two things. Those two things will change your life when it comes to going through issues. Because what we're really saying is that I want to, in the midst of this problem I'm having, in the midst of the pain I'm having, in the midst of the thing I'm worrying about, I'm going to stop looking at it, stop worrying about it for just a moment, and I'm going to attempt to achieve Jesus' character while I'm going through it. That, Lord, I want to be like you. You know, I want to get my character point. There is some stuff in me that I see that if you think about it, everything you worry about is actually uncovering something in your life you need to deal with. Amen. Right? Amen. Everything you worry about, maybe you don't trust God enough. Maybe you don't really know the promises of God. There's stuff that's being uncovered inside of you that need to be dealt with. And in the midst of our biggest issues in life, we need to seek the righteousness of Jesus, because as we do that, we're saying, I'm looking at the perfect example right now, and I choose to get the point of, I need to change my character, and I'm going to get the point of that right now. I'm not going to miss it. Because in every issue I've ever gone through, and every issue you've ever gone through, there was a character piece that was not quite there yet. It was a little lacking. And so many times I missed that whole character piece. I missed the piece of what God wanted to do in me, because I was too busy worrying, I was too busy trying to get what I wanted, I was too busy trying to create the picture of my life that I thought I was supposed to have, and God said, that's not even my picture, I never drew that. Amen. And at some point, we have to decide that the picture that we've always had of our life is not the one that we live out, it's the picture Christ has for us, but we're never going to get there if we don't seek his kingdom and seek his righteousness. You know, we need to take time to ask Jesus, Lord, what is it in me that makes me worry about stuff like that? What is it in me that whenever I feel a little bit of pain inside of me, I think it's cancer? What is it in me that causes me to be fearful about this stuff right here? What is it in me that somehow thinks I can fix stuff and I've never fixed one thing? What is it in me that gives, I have confidence in myself but not in you? When's the last time we had that conversation with God? Do you want Jesus to develop you? Well, the only way to develop you in this whole process and develop us is for us to take our eyes off the issue and begin to seek the righteousness of Jesus. You know, God wants to do something through you right now in the midst of your pain and your suffering. In the midst of the trouble that you have, that you just really want the trouble to be gone, God is trying to work out something in you, and he wants you to take your eyes off the problem long enough for him to actually create that perfection in you, that character that you need. But are we willing to do that? You know, when I look at every issue that I've ever had, I can go back and look at the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I find that every one of them is tied back to a lack in one of those areas, every one of them. Every issue I've ever had. It's always gone back to that. And you know, if I was really honest about it, it wouldn't be like, oh God, make the problem go away so I don't have to face me anymore. It would really be like this. It would be, you know, God, I want you to point out what I'm lacking in my life so that I can get the point of what's happening right now. Because here's the thing. We act like the problems of life are distractions and the problems of life are the issues that somehow derail it. Life's not happening when you're having a problem. You need to get back on track, right? And I want you to understand the issues of life are life, right? It's part of life. If you think that the issues of life are only a derailment and they're not really living, then you're not getting the point, because God does some of his most incredible work when we feel like we're derailed. Amen. That is life, you know? We don't need to avoid the problems of life because it is life. You know, we tell God, you know, God, help me get back on track so I can start living again. You're living now. And until we understand that, we'll never get the idea of what it means to really continue to move forward, because we'll always think that when we're derailed, we're sitting still. And I can tell you, during the times that I was derailed the hardest in my life, I mean, the most profound derailed moments I've ever had in my life, I grew more during those times than I did in like the previous 10 years, you know? I was living. But all I wanted to be done is I just wanted the problem to go away. I don't know if you can relate with me today, but so many times we just want the problem to go away. So, you know, for everything I don't understand, for all the unknown things, for the things that I fear, for everything, and it's true for you too, for everything that falls in the category of things that we worry about. It's time that we put away the cube and time that we put away the puzzle. And we just seek God's bigger picture. And I don't know what that is for you. But I think if you were to think really hard about the situation you're currently facing, or maybe the one you just came out of, you will see that God had a bigger picture in mind in it all. You know, He always does. He always does. If you'll submit it to Him, you'll find out what that is. And that we seek His righteousness and we say, God, help me to have Your character as I go through this, because next time I go through it, I'm going through it differently. You know, I've been through some really, really tough stuff in my life, and I know you have too. Things that have shaken me to the very core. Things that I thought, you know, I'm not really shakable in these areas. Well, I may not be shakable in one area, but I'm shakable in others, and don't you know Satan knows that. So as he shakes me to the very core, I find myself worrying, I find myself toiling over things, I find myself trying to figure them out. And you know, more than anything, the next time I go through something, I'm actually going through something now. As I go through this now, I don't really care about the issue anymore. I don't care about the problem right now. I don't care about the fear of what could happen. I don't care about any of those things. All I care about right now is that, God, whatever you're really trying to accomplish in my life, that you do that. Amen. You know? And I really wish things were easier. I really wish it didn't take hard times to get where you want to go. I really wish we could learn on a good day. You know what I mean? And it just doesn't always work that way. Because issues and problems in life have a way of us having to face who we really are so that we get on our knees before God and say, God, I need you to change me. Amen. And not really until then, you know? But I can tell you the next issue you have, instead of worrying your way through it, say, God, I want you to show me the bigger picture, and Lord, right now, I choose to have your character. Whatever's missing in me and lacking in me, I want you to fix it. Is anyone with me today? So don't let worry distract you one more day. Not one more day. For some of you, it's been a lifelong thing. It's been a lifelong way of doing things that you've worried about. You've worried your way through everything. You know, when you worry your way through things, you only come out broken. You come out broken, you come out less than, you feel like a chunk was taken out of you. But when you go through things the right way and you're seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness, you find yourself coming out built up and better. Amen. You find yourself coming out stronger than you've ever been. And it's so counterintuitive. You think that when you go through hard times, it takes a chunk out of you, you come out a little less than, and as you go through life, it's a little less, a little less, a little less, then you go be with Jesus one day, right? But that's not how it works, because here's the thing. As you allow the problems of life to build you up, as you allow those issues to build character inside of you, when you leave this world, you leave better than you came in a huge way. I mean, when you look at the growth of your life, you see it continuing to escalate until you go to be with Jesus. And isn't that a picture of what it means to live in abundance?
Amen.
You know, my problems in my life are not going to take chunks out of me anymore, and they've done it before, let me tell you. They're not going to do it anymore, because in the midst of it all, as much as I hate those times, God has done incredible things in me and continues to work in me and continues to strip away the things that I don't need, and He'll do the same thing for you too. He always does. Because God uses your trouble to bring out some of the best growth and development you've ever had in your life.
Amen.
But you got to believe that. So when problems hit, don't look at them. Don't run them over. Don't twist and turn and turn and turn and keep looking at it. It's time that you take your eyes off of that and put your eyes upon Jesus. The author and perfecter of your faith, right? That's what the Bible says. Can I pray over you this morning? I don't know what all of you are going through, but God knows what you're going through. God knows the stuff you face every day, and He'll meet you where you're at. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this lesson today. Lord, I'm so sorry that we've worried our way through things before, because Lord, deep down inside, we trust you. We know that you're with us. We know you're the one who sees us through these things. But Lord, I pray that as we go through these issues today and even in the issues to come, Lord, that we take our eyes off the problems, off the issues of life, and Lord, we begin to seek your kingdom first. Lord, I pray that we look up to you, that we look at the bigger picture, that you are up to something amazing in our lives. And Lord, I pray that not only do we seek your kingdom, but we all will also seek your righteousness, that you're working out character issues in us in the midst of these things. Lord, I pray that these are no longer distractions to us in the future, that we're no longer distracted by worry. Father, I know that you've called our life to be a forward motion, that you've called us to be moving in a trajectory, and that we have been, that this whole life we live is dynamic and we're moving. Lord, I pray that we don't allow these distractions to get to a place where we're stopped or stalled, Lord, because we know that as we follow you and you're working out your character and your bigger picture in us, Lord, that we continue to move forward even in the midst of trouble and issues, Lord. Lord, we just love you and thank you, and just thank you for just removing this pain of worry in our lives, Lord. Lord, I pray that we just continue to meditate upon this scripture, Lord, so that we can begin to live life the way you've always called us to. Lord, we just love you and thank you and praise you for all that you're doing today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and worship the Lord.